Good day. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, and here's your daily financial services news wrap. Lead story today. A precedent-setting situation unfolded in Sydney yesterday when a hospitalist was left uninsured after suffering financial losses due to the cancellation of a festival. The reason? Asbestos-contaminated mulch was found in a nearby park. The insurance company Suncorp dismissed their claim for business interruption, citing a contamination exclusion policy. In this case, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with Suncorp, noting the contamination possibly existed before the policy was issued. A crucial spotlight on how unforeseen interruptions can create significant challenges for businesses when pressing insurance claims. Moving on to financial advice, legislative uncertainty continues to trouble advisors as a proposed 15% tax on superannuation earnings over $3 million looms. The policy, scheduled to take effect later this month, has not yet passed into law. This, compounded with potential further tax reforms, challenges with the compensation scheme of last resort, and ongoing volatility in global markets, makes for troubled waters. Nevertheless, the atmosphere remains positive amongst advisors who continue to deliver value to their clients, from legislative uncertainty to regulatory tension. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, is stepping up its game. Superannuation trustees, you're in the hot seat. The failure of Falcon Capital's First Guardian Master Fund and Keystone Asset Management's Shield Master Fund has triggered a wave of scrutiny. Platforms promoting these risky investments may be liable, overlooking the complexity of the funds due to the lure of brand names. This development underscores the duty of trustees to investigate unusual investment surges and protect consumers. In other regulatory news, unsolicited solar sales are being cracked down upon. Retiree Christine Hirschfield was left with an incomplete solar installation and mounting debt due to deceptive sales tactics. With complaints on the rise, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is reviewing laws around unsolicited sales, taking aim at these predatory tactics which disproportionately affect vulnerable consumers such as the elderly. Remember, if you've been affected by any of these issues, help is at hand. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au, where our dedicated team can assist with insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management advice. Join us again tomorrow for your daily dose of financial news. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, signing off.